And welcome back to 10 out of 10 with Watch Again with Thorn and Us.
Hello.
Last week we brought you some wholesome family friendly fun. This week we are bringing you testosterone fueled, biceps popping, ridiculous one liners, an Arnold Schwarzenegger classic, 1987's Predator.
Yeah.
World's on fire, folks. Let's just have a good time. Ross, take it away.
Right, so as you said, released in June 1987. Directed by John McTiernan, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, Carl Weathers, Elpidia Carrillo,
Wiren.
Aye. Bill Duke, Jesse Ventura, Sonny Landham, Richard Chavez, and Shane Black.
Excellent.
So a budget of $18 million and a box office of $98 million.
Excellent. And I think we make up quite a lot of the royalties that this movie makes too.
Aye.
I feel like we say that about a lot of films. I feel like people must be like, just watch the same movies over and over again.
Pretty much,
and the answer is, yes.
You know what? Why would you know?
Do you know what I mean?
Fucking belter.
I like what I like. General overview, Big Arnie and his young team get hunted in the jungle by the Predator.
Pretty much, aye.
Basically, aye.
Aye.
So why do you love this movie?
I mean, it's just so ridiculous, far-fetched. Like, as you said, so, like, macho.
Yeah.
It's disgusting, but it's just a good laugh. A wheeled ride all along.
100%. And like, Big Arnie's just a pure treasure in this household.
Aye.
Like, he was like my guy. Do you know what I mean? Like, growing up as well. So I'm pure like, yes.
Oh, he's just your typical 80s action hero.
100%. And like, what I love about this movie, as well as like a lot of 80s and 90s action films, is like, there's no fucking about. Everything is like an hour and a half to 2 hours. Belter one-liners, ridiculous amount of action, like as many steroids and as much testosterone as you can pump into a movie as possible.
Oh, fuck.
And like, I understand probably in 2025, this would probably be classed as like toxic masculinity, right? And I understand that and I appreciate that. But I do think movies like this, you kind of need to watch in the context of when it's made, do you know what I mean? Like, a lot of the patter that's said in these type of movies, you need to be like, okay, well, we know now that's not cool, but, like, I don't want to be like, it was the 80s, but you know what I mean? Like, people just weren't as, like, aware, do you know what I mean?
Not even aware, it's just that it didn't matter back then. Sad, but it's the way it is.
No, totally, totally. But I think these movies can be watched As long as you're not pure like, oh my god, he said what? And it's like, it's an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, do you know what I mean? Like, turn your brain off and be entertained for an hour and a half. Like, it's like what I say when I watch Love Island, like, put your feminism on a shelf for an hour. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of how I feel about these movies, do you know what I mean? Just, like, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, that's the whole point. And any Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, don't look too deep into it.
No. Yeah, definitely don't do that.
Yeah.
So we'll just dive into thoughts and opinions. So the start of this movie, the plot is a bit, I don't want to say like wavy, but like I just never pick up what's happening.
No, the plot's a mess in this.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's not really a lot. Do you know what I mean?
No.
It's just like, how do we get this group of people into a jungle?
Yeah, it's just to give them a reason to do it, like to get into the jungle.
100%, 100%. So Arnie and his team have been drafted in by Dylan, played by Carl Weathers, to find a diplomat who's gotten lost at the wrong side of the border. Take from that what you will.
Don't mention where they are, like why they're really doing it.
Mm-mm.
Like, it's just a case of, right, we need you. There's no really mention of why they need him. Like, they just say, you're the best.
Yeah, that classic, like, 80s, 90s trope of, like, we need the best and you're the best.
Aye, that's it. I mean, no really reason why. He's just there. It just happens.
He's always got a group of big, muscly guys beside him. And that's always enough to make you the best, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, within the first 5 minutes of this film, Schwarzenegger swaggers in with this massive cigar in his gob straight into Dylan, you son of a bitch, and like the most testosterone high five ever. Like, just an excuse to flex the muscles, you know. And then we're just off like into the most overly masculine roided up group of men in a helicopter.
Aye. So the handshake is very memed. Like, you see it in everything now.
Oh, 100%. That's, like, my most sent gift to, like, anyone.
Aye, so you get that. It's, like, the most, like, homoerotically charged.
Yes.
I wonder if in the 80s, Is it obviously that was seen as cool? Like, oh, look at these tough guys, but I don't get that vibe.
Yeah, like, it's funny looking back at a lot of, I don't want to say just Schwarzenegger movies, mostly just action movies in general. There's always that kind of homoerotic undertone, which, why are in, you know?
Yeah, just guys being dudes.
Just guys being dudes, dudes being guys, do you know what I mean?
So you go for that to the helicopter, where it's all them, like, flying into this nondescript jungle.
Yeah.
So you have, like, they're all looking hard, trying to be tough, like, very intense, serious scene. But then you have Little Richard's long, tall Sally on.
Yeah.
Like, just...
a tune.
Yeah, it's a tune, but there's no point in it. But you have big Bill Duke, who's, like, dry-shaving his face.
That's how hard he is. He dry-shaves his face.
And it's like, his skin must just be tough. Like, mate, old boots.
Mate, leather. Because I can... like, watching that, I was like, I can just smell the rash coming out in that. Do you know what I mean?
So you have him doing that. Jesse Ventura with chewing tobacco, trying to give it to other people. Calling them all, like, homophobic slurs and all that.
Yeah. Like,
for no reason, just because they don't want chewing tobacco.
I just, because.
Aye. And is it, why, I just don't understand, like, the scriptwriters clearly haven't ever been in, like, military or, like, a situation like that, if they think that's how they all speak.
Yeah.
I doubt it is. And so then after that, you have Big Bill putting the face paint on. And I'm like, what are yous doing? Like, this isn't. What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, but like while he's putting the face paint on is like beautifully contouring the cheekbones, you know, like carving out the face. Like, I was looking at that last night and I was like, I could never paint a jawline on like that.
It's such a weird setup to your film. Like, obviously this is just to like show who they are.
Yeah.
And like what type of person they are and that.
Show how tough they are, you know.
Like the dry shaving one just gets me. He's like, what are you doing?
Yes. Yeah. But like also they're all just like oiled up, you know, and like the commando paints round the arms and all this kind of stuff. And then like as soon as they hit the jungle, it's supposed to show you that they're like sweaty from like the humidity, but really it's just baby oil, you know? Like
that's fucking crazy.
I know. So then when they get out of the helicopter, they find, basically, they find, like, a gubbed helicopter and they start to be like, right, this mission's not exactly what Carl Weathers has told us it's going to be.
Yeah, there's something more at play here.
Yeah. So then Billy, who, side note, is also the guy you want in a mission like this, do you know what I mean?
Aye.
He's, like, sniffing the air and telling you what direction to go on. He's like... breaking branches to get water. He can like smell the tracks in the soil, you know, like just a Bear Grylls kind of guy, do you know what I mean? Like handy in a situation. He finds the flayed bodies of the team who had been in previously, who then turn out to be like Carl Weathers' guys.
Yeah, so skip my head a wee bit. Is it Carl Weathers has previously sent people in to basically kill the people in the jungle, but they lied to Arnold Schwarzenegger on this team because they knew he wouldn't go in and do it.
Yeah.
Although he does end up going in and doing it. So I don't know why they had to lie to him about it.
Yeah, 100%. This is also where you get like the first glimpse that there's something following them. Like it kind of cuts into that like thermal camera.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of following Arnie and the gang through the woods. I think they handle the Predator so well in this movie.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Spoiler alert for useless information, but, like, the Predator only actually has, like, 8 minutes of screen time.
All right, okay.
But the way they build him up, do you know what I mean? Like, they start off with the thermal and then it's the noises and all that. Obviously, we'll get into that in a wee bit. But, like, the music and stuff as well, like, they really ramp up the tension. Yeah. So by the time you actually fucking see the thing, you're like, oh, my God, do you know what I mean?
I mean, I mean, we probably should have done this before we started this podcast, this episode, is should I watch the trailer of this, like the original trailer, to see if they mention the Predator?
Oh, like, so, in case it's like a genre flip thing, like, kind of.
Because this is, like, it's very visceral, this.
Yes.
Like, as soon as you see the bodies, like, because he opens, like, by the tree, the branches, and you just see the bodies lying there, like, the first time seeing it, you're like, what the fuck?
It's really jarring, because they've just went to, like, they've went from, like, dudes being guys to, like, these, like, slick, gory bodies just hanging from the tree, do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's very, like, what the fuck, do you know what I mean?
It just ramps up the tension, and this is probably the first time, like, a person wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Because they even mention it, is that these rebels haven't Like, they're not known for this.
Aye, 100%.
So it kind of adds on to, wait, is there something else in there? Because it wouldn't be an animal. So it kind of brings that,
yeah,
brings the predator into play.
Yeah, totally. So they then find said village and they begin their raid to try and save the hostages. And, like, I just need 5 minutes for Jesse Ventura's most unnecessarily long and huge machine gun. Like, where the
ridiculous.
Fuck have you brought that thing from? Aye. Do you know what I mean? Then from him just being like, let's go, you've got Schwarzenegger lifting a motor, which is kind of his party trick. Like, he does that in, like, most of his movies. He'll just, like, lift a motor. Yeah. And, like, I just think, like, it. Like, he's like, see if they can't fill a scene when they need Arnold Schwarzenegger to do something cool. He's like, ah, watch this, boys. Like,
is it this part's meant to obviously show the skills in it that they have, but there's no planning in this.
No, not it, one bit.
It's like Arnie just says, all right, when you get the signal, then yous come in. And they're like, what's the signal? Is it, you know? Is it, you fucking... Like, he cuts, like, it must be like a generator thing, keep the generator running, using the battery of the truck or whatever.
Wiring.
So he chops that, the belt off, practically one hands this fucker.
Yes.
Manages to stick C4 in it, then fire it down a hill, then blow up one of the places. And I'm like, now, if you're thinking there's hostages here, how the fuck, why have you just ran into there?
100%.
And blown that up, like. Every part of this village goes on fire.
100%. And, like, after he does that, like you say, there's not really any plan. They all just start, like, whipping out their massive machine guns and, like, drrr, like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing. There's no, like, all right, you check a spit. Like, cool, no bother, do you know what I mean? And it's only, like, after they've wiped out the village and, like, they grab that woman hostage, it's like, right, go and check this. Right, you do this. Like, they talk about what they've done like, what they're going to do, and it's like, no, you just, like, wiped out an entire village. Also, side note, the village is full of quote-unquote rebels who they can't allow over the quote-unquote border. And I'm like, what rebels? What are they rebelling against? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, if they're rebels, why would they want to go over the border to take something? Surely rebels would fight for their own country.
Aye, they're rebelling. Yeah. Fuck knows, man. Nod and smile, man.
But it shows you, like, when they're doing it, is it right, we need to... We've got what we came here for, which is nothing, pretty much.
Yeah.
Then came back. Like, we need to go back. But it's all jungles. They moved to the border. They're still in the fucking jungle. Yeah. Like, what are they taking over?
100%. So this is obviously the bit where they actually find out that Kara Weathers has lied to them. And they all kind of toddle off with their new female hostage to get to the chopper. Get to the chopper, guys. Then this is when the predator really comes into play, because you see that he's been, like, watching them, and then he starts mimicking them. And, like, he comes down, you see the scorpion that Bill Duke's, like, stabbed, and he picks it up, and you see the hand, and it's, like, the big claw. And then he does that, like, anytime. Like, that Bill Duke does it, it's like, fuck off! And he does, like, Billy's laugh as well. So creepy, man. So creepy.
Like, this is the first... like, proper look at what the predator's capable of, like, how technologically advanced he is.
Aye.
And, like,
is he, aye?
Aye, he is. He's far more advanced than these fucking idiots anyway.
These are just guys being dudes being guys. Aye.
But it's pretty cool, and as you said, like, when it gets a recording of Big Bill Duke's voice in it, like, it's used later on, and it's just class.
Yeah, 100%. This is really where the film kicks up a notch, and, like, stops being, like, guys in the army going to save people and just becomes, like, an absolute horror show. So, like, while they're walking away, the female hostage, whose name we never learn, I don't even know if they know it.
No, you don't need it.
No. She runs away, and Hawkins, Shane Black's character, he goes running after her to then be obliterated by the predator. Like, his body's gone, there's just internal organs, and she's, like, pure shook up, and everyone's like, what the fuck happened here? And she's like, oh, the jungle came and got him, and everyone's like, don't talk, pish. So then Big Arnie's like, right, everybody spread out, we're going to find this body. The body's hanging 50 feet above them, dripping blood all over the forest. And then while they're trying to look for him, Jesse Ventura, my guy, poor one out, gets, I feel like, lasered through the chest is an understatement. Like, he is pulverized. Do you know what I mean?
It's just fucking, just I don't even know the word for it.
You could drive a bus through the hole in his chest, do you know what I mean?
That's fucking brutal.
And this is kind of when Bill Duke goes off his nut, right? Like, he really takes Jesse Ventura's, like, death seriously, do you know what I mean?
It's the only one he really cares about. 100%. It's strange.
Like, he, like, know that way where he's, like, freaking out, and Carl Weathers is like, Mac, and he's like, whoa, fuck, what? And then he starts, like, talking to the moon, he's like, I'ma cut your name, and he went, and it's like, all right, Captain.
they just like Bill Duke cooking this.
Oh, my Phenomenal. God. The man is cooking. So, basically, the men are spooked. The men are fucked. They don't know what's happening, right? Then, sorry, Bill Duke sees this, like, outline of, like, obviously what we know to be the invisible predator. And unleash hell is not even the word for it, right? Like, he whips out his machine gun. Everyone else comes around with their machine gun. And, like, this scene goes on for so long where they're all just screaming and shooting up the fucking jungle, do you know what I mean? And, like, shooting up the jungle as in there's going to be nothing standing. Like, yeah, there is no wildlife, do you know what I mean?
It's just fucking mental. Like, I don't... These guys are meant to be the best.
Yeah.
The best at what? I don't actually know. But I'm pretty sure that giving your position away and firing, like, a million bullets isn't the one.
100%. Well, like, they shout at, well, Bill Duke shouts at Carl Weathers at the start of the movie when he trips over that log and he's like, if you give away a position, I'ma bleed you. Do you know what I mean? Whereas, like, here, they're shooting up half the fucking jungle. Like, if the guy who's hunting you is, like, hanging bodies 50 feet up in the tree, odds are he's up that way and you're shooting it that way. Do you know what I mean? I also realise that you can't hear where my finger is pointing, but you get what I mean. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, the predator easily get away with it by going high, which they know he can do, hence why he stringed up Hawkins.
100%. This is also where we get the first real look at the predator, because, funnily enough, out of the 1,050,000 bullets that are shot, one of them hits him, you know?
Yeah, just one.
Yeah, just one wee nick to the leg, right? And he's, like, bleeding, like, neon green blood everywhere, and then does that, like... Normally, it's, like, the action hero that does it, so, like, it's kind of funny that the Predator does it where he, like, glues his cell together, like, now, like, when they, like, staple their injuries back together, and he lets out this big roar, and everyone's like, oh...
Yeah, what the fuck's that?
Yeah. So the men are freaked. They've been hit. Their egos have been knocked. We're fucked. They're losing their cool. Bill Duke's away, shouting into trees and all that good stuff. Like, it's a whole thing. So then this is when Arnold Schwarzenegger clocks the neon green blood and is like, if it bleeds, we can kill it.
Oh, the quotes in this movie is just fucking insane.
It's so good. It's like, so good.
Fair dues to the scriptwriters, that's because they've wrote a few belters.
100%. Like, they had a whale of a time in that script writing room.
Oh, you better believe it. The amount of drugs and overworking that happened for this, I can imagine, like, paid off for them. Like, fair dues to
them. Absolutely. Absolutely. So they start making traps out of, like, the jungle. And it's basically just a montage of, like, big, ripped, muscly guys, like, pulling rope and, like, all... That kind of sounds a bit rude to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, making all these traps just so that they can, like, flex the arm muscles and, like, puff out the chest and all that. Again, so much time for it, do you know what I mean?
Aye, I mean, that is, it's just to give them a reason to do that.
100%.
They worked hard on their bodies. They put a lot of steroids out of their bodies for this movie. Like, it's well deserved.
Big men carry big sticks, do you know what I mean? While they're waiting for the predator to come into their trap, we find out from the female hostage that the predator has been here before. It only really comes out on, like, the hottest of years and basically, like, skins the men that it kills to take trophies.
Yeah.
And what I really appreciate about this bit is this is, like, 30 seconds of, like, a backstory, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you don't need it.
Nah, there's no, like, extensive mythology here. There's no, like, oh my god, like, the reason he's doing this is because the full moon came out on the night of the 12th or something, do you know what I mean? It's just, like, it's roasting this wee thing's going to, well, this big thing is going to come out and murder us all.
Yeah.
And, like, I have so much time for that, like, rather than they're, like, making up all this, like, shite lore that will probably not make sense. It's just, this is what's happening, cool. Do you know what I mean?
There's too many movies where they try and give you a full backstory on the monsters or, like, aliens, whatever. But there's nobody actual should know this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's always an expert, and it's yeah. like, how? Yeah, yeah,
that's what I like about this is, does it tell you anything? Because they don't know anything.
Yeah.
And another bit of what he had about when he's talking to the woman
uh-huh.
is that she could speak English.
Yeah, all of a like, sudden.
That's
yeah.
a great bit. See, when she, like, Carol Weathers is a guy, you'll get nothing out of her. Pretty sure he calls her a bitch at some point, yeah. whatever. But then she just starts speaking English and he just looks at her, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He realises he's got the piss taken out of him for so long.
You've been getting bammed up, my man.
Aye, poor Apollo Creed, man.
So the Predator falls into one of their traps, but like rapidly lasers itself out.
Yeah.
And then this is when Carol Weathers, who's not really believed what it is,
yeah.
sees like an outline and is like, oh, cool, yeah, no, yous were absolutely right. And, like, Bill Duke, he loses his nut, man. He's fucking... him and his machine gun and his machete are away to fucking chase this thing down. So Carol Weathers is like, listen, I'm the one that got us into this mess. I don't believe yous. Yous go to the chopper. The chopper, guys. And I'll chase after Bill Duke and we'll kill this and give yous time to get away. Everyone's like, ah, cheers, thanks. Because the guy... who's at the back, who does the I ain't got time to bleed, like yeah, yeah. to Jesse Ventura, and he's got like a pure rat looking face. Poncho, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
He gets like hit with that log and like aye. The way, like, I'm sorry, that's like all your bones broke, internal organs
oh, you're
punctured,
fucked, aye. Aye,
and
done.
Yet they can just like carry him out, you know?
Like, yeah, it's just crazy. But I do like the like the Mac and Dylan, like Carl Weathers and Bill Jukes, like they're. Their scene is like Bill Duke just starts shouting like for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he gets taken out pretty easily off the...
Oh, he gets nuked, man. Yeah. He gets absolutely nuked.
And like then you have the Carol Weathers scene, which
yes.
is just... it's the most overdramatic, like fantastic...
100%.
...like way to go. And it's like... aye, so it's when they start fighting and for some reason... before it always, Carl Wells just carries two machine guns.
Yeah.
It helps for this part,
aye,
trust me.
Aye.
So he sees the outline of it because the invisibility thing, which is a bit iffy with some areas. Sometimes it's just full invisibility. Other times you can see it.
Yeah.
Don't know why. Don't need to know why.
Don't care.
So he aims at it and his laser, whatever the rocket, whatever
laser.
It is, aye, like blows off his arm. So he runs around to try and get to the other side of Carl Weathers. Then it's the most dramatic turnaround.
With like, no, bearing in mind, Carol Weathers has only got one arm, do you yeah. know what I mean? And like whips out the other machine gun and is like, drrr, and then you just hear like his scream from yeah. off camera, do you know what I mean?
And I forgot to mention, I know, as he was pointing the gun when he had both his arms and he shoots one of the arms off, the gun's still firing.
Yes!
Which is the funniest part of this movie is just how ridiculous this all is.
100%, 100%. Oh no, like, this movie takes it too far, but in, like, the best ways, do you know what I mean?
This is why, like, I've said this in previous ones, probably, is that why there's all these old dudes and I think they can do shit like this, because they've watched this too many times. And it's like, if my arm blew off, I would keep firing. So, no, you wouldn't.
Shut up.
Aye. These old guys sitting in a pub, I'd have fucking done that, the Predator, when they got me. So, I may bother.
Shut
finish
up.
Your pint, be quiet.
Have a good night. So they hear Carol Weathers scream and they're all like, fuck. So Big Billy decides, I'll take a hit, guys. Yous go to the chopper.
For fuck's sake.
The chopper, guys. And basically, Billy stands on this log and starts like stripping off the shirt and all this kind of thing. Again, muscles flexing at every opportunity. Then takes out the biggest fucking machete I have ever seen in my life.
It's a fucking claymore.
Machete. And, like, slashes himself across the chest, doesn't flinch, doesn't even move.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Stands there, and then you see the thermal image of the Predator, and then again you just hear a scream. The one good thing about the Predator is that he's killing you fast. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
aye, aye.
As soon as these people think they're taking a stand, you're dead. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, aye, you're fucked. It's a lot of the problems in this is they're all meant to be super smart, very combat and that. So straight away, he's injured himself by slashing his chest.
Yeah, you're fucked. You're not yeah. going to be at peak form to fight.
Uh-huh,
yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
already like badly injured by doing that yourself.
Yeah.
You throw away your guns and that as if this is some honourable thing where nobody's there to really... every cunt's dying, just try and survive.
100%.
And it's like, try to hold him off, but you would notice that once Carl Weathers tries to hold him off, he gets mowed down quickly.
Yep.
Is it what he's doing? Why is the game plan just, I'm a kill it?
100%. I'm a kill it.
I don't understand the logic behind anything they do in this film.
No, I know. And it's like, they only really give each other like a 5 minute head start. Do you know what I mean? Like, as soon as they're murdered, they're like, oh, fuck. Do you know what I mean? So the Predator obviously catches up to them super fast because it took him 0.3 seconds to wipe out Billy, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he doesn't really hold him off as he wouldn't because he's got nothing to hold him off with.
Yeah, fuck off. So then he, like, catches up to Arnold Schwarzenegger, the female hostage, and the injured rat-faced one, what'd you say his name was again?
Poncho.
I knew that the whole time, guys. And, like, lasers are getting flung about. Schwarzenegger gets a laser to the arm and says the infamous line, "Get to the chopper!"
Oh, dearie me. Shut You've been choking up. For that.
I've been waiting.
Actual choking for that. You.
I've been waiting all day.
Fucking hell, man.
So, basically, they're away to the chopper. And Schwarzenegger has, like, leap off a cliff, run, like, lands in the river. And then as he's climbing up the bank, covers himself in mud. Then this is where we find out, like, the weakness of the Predator, because the Predator can't see his thermal heat through the mud.
So it's pretty much the one advantage that they know they have over him right now. Well, I say they, it's only him left. So
yeah,
like he's basically just going into like survival mode right now.
The Last Stand, call out to another Schwarzenegger movie.
Aye, classic.
Wait, is that a Schwarzenegger movie or is that the Rock movie? Oh no, Rock movie's Walking Tall.
Yeah. Yeah, The Last Stand's Knoxville.
Last Stand's him in Knoxville. Yeah. When he's like the sheriff. Yeah. See, I was right, people, calm down.
Fucking hell. Well, no, didn't that movie's shite.
Fuck off. Anyway, right, fair enough. Yeah, because Knoxville was in a movie with The Rock as well, wasn't he? I think that's Walking Tall Johnny Knoxville was in as well.
I have no idea, I can't remember.
Right, okay.
I'll need to look it up after this.
Aye, that's like a pure unrelated tangent, right? Sorry, crack on. Oh, all because you said The Last Stand, you know?
I didn't even say it was you.
Shut up.
Fucking hell, man. You're losing the plot here. Aye, right. Anyway, back to the movie.
Right,
Johnny Knoxville.
Aye, right. Cool. So this is where Big Arnie clocks, obviously, that he's got the advantage, and he's like, that's fucking plenty, big man. And then basically spends all day doing, like, a montage of, like, setting booby traps and making all these, and, like, makes a bow and arrow by, like, bending wood over his shoulders.
Is it bamboo or something?
Yeah. Once again, another excuse to just flex those arms and that chest, you know? But, like, while Schwarzenegger's, like, setting up the traps and smothering himself in mud, the Predator has also fucked off to another part of the forest, or jungle, sorry, and, like, ripping spines out of bodies and, like, air-freezing skulls so that they are skulls and not, like, bits of blood. And, like, basically that's all the Predator seems to be doing is just, like, making his trophies, do you know what I mean? And then Schwarzenegger, by this time it's now night, and he's like covered in mud, and he lights the torch and does his like, into the jungle, and it's just like the final battle, the showdown, do you know what I mean?
I just see the part in the morning when it's a montage and that, is it, what the fuck's the Predator doing?
Yeah.
Like, why does he just fuck off to like somewhere else? Like, he had him, he knew where he was.
Yeah.
As soon as the mud, he doesn't bother going looking. Like, he couldn't have got that far.
He just fucks off into a tree, goes for a wee nap and
that. I don't understand it. I mean, I do understand that it's so he can have a montage because it's the 80s, you need a montage.
And I'm sorry, but who doesn't want to see Arnold Schwarzenegger bending bamboo as the, like, pectoral muscles are pulsing,
every,
you know?
Bit of steroids just, like, oozing out of him.
Yeah. This is what I love about you, Ross, right? Because I don't clock it, but you do. It's like, you pure know who's taking roids.
Oh,
like,
for fuck's sake, it's not difficult.
No, I know, but, like, you'll always back to me, he's on the roids. And I'm like, surely not, but you say, like, it's from the chest you can tell if, like, their pecs are super huge or something.
You get steroid boobs.
Steroid boobs.
That's what it is.
But, like, you always know this stuff, and I'm pure, because I can't remember who you said was on roids, and I was like, shut up, that is slander. And then you were like, look at his chest, and I was like, fuck.
Might have been The Rock.
No.
Oh, fuck, he was definitely on roids.
You leave him alone. The Rock is the man.
There's nothing wrong with it. mean, they're not competing in sport. You do what they want.
Do you know, I full on got in an argument with my nieces because they were like, oh, we like The Rock more than we like Schwarzenegger. And I was looking at my dad and I was like, who raised them, man?
Nah, that's wrong. That's
they were
wrong.
Raised wrong.
Yeah, that's a bad take.
Into ugh, they're only 10.
That's still an excuse.
So this, anyway, sorry, back to the final showdown. This is where we finally get to see the Predator's face. Like, he basically decides, right, cool, I'm going to take on Schwarzenegger, like, face-to-face, man-to-man, but maybe man-to-man's not the phrase to use. Man-to-alien? Yeah.
Alien-to-man.
Yeah. And, like, takes off the helmet, and it's that iconic, like, the four big, like, for the jaw. Like,
yeah, it's the big tendrils that are poking down.
Yes. And he just looks fucking class. And then we're off, and he gives Arnie a fucking tanking.
Yeah.
Like, Schwarzenegger hits him once in the face, and he's like, what the fuck was that supposed
he's
to
more
be?
Annoyed. He doesn't flinch. He's just pissed off that he's had the cheek to punch him.
100%. And then just, like, lifts Schwarzenegger up and, like, flings him about, you know, that. You're like, all right, no bother, big man.
The only... The part about this is, see when it goes into the infrared, not infrared, thermal vision?
Yes.
It's a bit of a mess when you're seeing Schwarzenegger running about.
Yeah.
Like, I think, I mean, this movie is nearly 40 years old, so can't really complain about how it looks, but it would have been better if they could have shot it just normally.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you look at it and it is a bit messy. You can't really tell, like, who's... Like, where Schwarzenegger is, you just hear his voice.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Come on, kill me, I'm right here. Yeah.
And it can be a bit of a mind fuck trying to figure out what Schwarzenegger's doing at this.
100%, 100%. Sorry, I've used this whole podcast just to whip out my really shite Schwarzenegger impressions.
Do you want? It's your podcast.
Shut up. This is why, like, we need to, like, sporadically have Schwarzeneggers because I'll just go full, like, ugh. So basically, Schwarzenegger wins, obviously. He, like, dunts the Predator on the head with one of his many traps. And then this is, like, the creepiest bit. Like, he goes over to the Predator, and the Predator basically does Billy's laugh. Like, it's this, like, maniacal laugh as he sets off this, like, bomb in his watch. And, like, that's not a bomb. That's a fucking nuke. Like,
oh,
again,
that's crazy.
That's that corner of the jungle fucked. Do you know what I mean? And then, obviously, the chopper comes back and gets Schwarzenegger, and they all live happily ever after. Do you want to talk about the end credits, or will I?
I'll let you do it. You enjoy it more than me.
What the fuck is going on with the end credits? Again, it brings such joy to my heart every time they're on, right? But, like, after this whole movie of, like, tension and action and gore and all this good stuff, it's then, like, a sitcom ending of them all looking into the camera being like, yeah.
Is it all the wee thumbs up and all the wee daft smiles and that? And is it...
Pure cheesers, yeah.
I haven't seen that in any other, like, action movie. I don't know what the choice was there.
No, totally. I know exactly. Yeah, the only other thing I've seen that ending in is, again, like, sitcoms, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I want to know who decided that was the way to go.
Yeah, it's like Jesse Ventura turning around with the big tash, just giving it the big cheeser, and it's like, you don't have a chest. Like, do you know what I mean?
It's just weird. It's so bizarre.
Yeah, it's like, do you remember back in the day when comedy films used to do, like, the bloopers end for the credits? It reminds me of that, but there's no bloopers. It's just them, like, dramatically turning around, like,
hey. Are you getting with, like, the Pixar stuff and that? They would actually animate, like, some of the problems in,
like Toy Story
and that.
Yeah, totally. But no, honestly, this movie's class. Like,
oh, fuck, okay.
It's an hour and 47 minutes of just put your brain in a bath, you know, and just, like, have a good time. Like,
yeah,
so
just watch
good.
These sweaty men do make the wrong choices every time. Oh, 100%.
Do you know, apparently, this movie coined the phrase manly men? I didn't believe it.
Why?
And I don't know. This is, again, something I just read. And
fair enough.
This is why I'm like, I could see it, but I'm not putting all my eggs in that basket. But, like, apparently this movie is the one that coined that phrase, and I'm like, that's fucking insane. Like, but again, this is a movie of manly men, you know? Yeah. Just like, I ain't got time to bleed.
You know, they just stank a beer, cigars, and sweat.
100%.
That was all it was.
100% humming, like, absolutely humming.
Man, that and protein farts.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Ben! So now, obviously, like, this is the original. This movie's obviously went on to then spawn sequels, prequels, spin-offs, I think there's a TV show as well. Like,
I think there might be, aye.
There's loads going on. And, like, even, like, you've got your Alien versus Predator and all this kind of stuff. Now, Alien versus Predator is shit, but in, like, a... Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a Sunday, you're probably hungover, and you're just like, I just want something that I can watch that's just not too, like, mentally taxing.
Yeah, you don't care about this movie, yeah. You just watch it.
Yeah, you're not, you don't, the whole movie you're trying to figure out what side to be on, you know? Yeah, but it's not even about that, just fucking watch it, do you know what I mean? It's shite but great, like.
Yeah, they try and, it's a problem they do with a lot of the, like, these movies like that, Transformers, that they try and add story where they just want NATO fighting. There's not enough of the aliens or the xenomorphs and the predators fighting.
Yeah, totally. I don't want to see the scientists being like, oh, this is their ancient battleground to prove that they were worthy. Yeah,
I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Don't need humans at all.
Don't care. Yeah. Like, it's like the second one into the second one's like the mix of the xenomorph and predator gets let loose in fucking Ohio.
Yeah, it's
Ohio
a weird offspring thing.
Aye, it's very bizarre.
Pretty messed up.
Again, though, that film's like all people, and it's like, that's not what I'm here for.
Yeah,
we
don't care about that.
100%. But, like, genuinely, just stick with the OG, man. Like, I know the second one is in, is it New York or Manhattan?
I think it's Manhattan. I might be wrong, though.
I know Danny Glover's in it.
Yeah.
And it's like, but Predator kind of goes after all, like, the drug gangs. I'm like, that's very specific, you know?
It's pretty messed up. 100%. I don't understand the, oh, let's put them in a city now, because if they go by the rules that they've set for this, like, universe, he wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not that hot in the city, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't stalk and hunt. Like, it's more just like not a training thing, but it's like a trial thing they do it for.
Yeah.
So why would you go to New York or Manhattan, wherever it is, to do that? Like, it's not going to work there.
I don't worry about it. And then is it Predators or The Predator or the one with Adrian Brody in it? Is that a prequel or?
I don't know. I've never watched it.
I've started it. I think I started it with Lee and it was shite and we turned it off.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. This is the thing, right? Like, this is why I'm worried about the Oscars this year, because Adrian Brody's nominated. And I'm like, oh, we're going to need to sit through a 3.5-hour Adrian Brody movie.
Yeah, but I can't make a building. Like, fucking hell, man. I'm not looking forward to it.
That's it. Yeah. You just can listen to us rant when it comes to the Oscar episode, guys. And then obviously there's the prequel. Is that a TV show or a movie, that Prey?
I think it's a movie.
Right, okay. That's another one that we're like, oh, we'll watch that. And everyone tells me it's good, and I'm like, yeah, I will. But then see when it's like, oh, we'll sit down and watch that, there's always something else that we need to watch instead, and it's like, oh, never mind then.
The Prey one sounds like it's just the same as the first one, except they don't have guns.
Yeah.
So what can you realistically do different with fighting with spears and bows? Is that, that's how it ends, and this one anyway.
Yeah. Well, we'll give it a swatch and we'll see. Well, we'll see if we can give us a... We're going to be very fucking busy.
We've got far too much to watch.
So, anyway, that was our thoughts and opinions of Predator. Anything to add?
No, good movie. Just buzzing for it. I might add, Bill Duke sweats a lot.
Mate!
Everything he's in, he's a sweaty boy.
100%. Right, we'll dive into Let's Go.
I go for it. What is yours?
Okay, so mine is when Arnie's getting geared up for the fight and he's like covered in mud and he's like, like that fucking George of the Jungle scream. Yeah, like, I'm here for it. Incredible work. What's yours?
Mine's is just at the start of the handshake, the hand slap.
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. He just smoking a big stogie.
Aye, God, you're pushing too many pencils.
Aye. Aye, what's with the ties? I leave it alone. Like, fuck off. Tom Weathers has never wore a tie in his life.
That's your Apollo Creed.
Aye, big Apollo.
I've seen the first Rocky and the first of the new Rockies, when he's old and sad, and that's it. I've never seen any other Rocky.
Yeah, I've seen them all, bar the Creed movies. I don't know why I've never bothered watching them.
Apparently the Creed movies are really good as well.
I can't be arsed with
it. I need to actually finish all the Rockies. Because you were like, we can't watch the Rockies together. And I was like, oh, not anymore.
Can I watch them now? It's just sad.
Oh, don't. What's your favourite scene?
It's got to be the jungle bit with the machine guns just mowing it down.
100%. And it goes on for so long.
Just give away position. Let everybody know you're there. See, Right, they take out the camp, right? How do they know there's nobody else? Bothers me every time.
Oh, like other camps of quote-unquote rebels?
There might have been, there's going to be people out with the camp, maybe keeping watch somewhere. So all this shit goes on, and it's like, fuck, they're away. Then it's like, boom, just fucking mow down half the jungle.
Yeah.
Like, kill all the wildlife and all that. Like, for what? Like, for what reason?
Just because, you know.
It is such a... I think they've just done it. It's like, we've got too much bullets here.
Aye.
And the prop master was like, just fucking fire it on a scene.
100%. Like, aye, we're no carrying this back up road, boys. Aye, like,
Big McTiernan's yell cut and they've just no stopped. He's like, oh, well, I better put this in. We've got the film to spare. Doesn't matter.
Aye, 100%, 100%. Mines is, see when they're like halfway through like the raids of the village and it's just Jesse Ventura like, I ain't got time to bleed. Every fucking time. Every fucking time. I'm just buzzing with it. Absolutely buzzing with it.
It's just, everybody's an idiot in this movie. It's so funny, man.
It's so good. Yeah, I'll dive into useless information.
Aye, go for it.
So, body count, 69 men, one scorpion and one boar. And thousands of trees.
So, how many soldiers is there? Seven? Eight? No, six of them?
Wait, out of Schwarzenegger's team? Yeah, I think so.
So there was 63 people in that camp?
Why not?
I didn't count 63, but you know what? Maybe when they flung a truck in one-handed, that killed about 60 of them.
Do you know what I mean? Aye. Do you know what I mean? Schwarzenegger just took them all out of his cell, mate.
Aye, just with a truck. Looking outrageous.
And Bill Duke kills the scorpion, do you know what I mean?
Aye, well done, Bill.
Anytime.
He killed a razor and all, I suppose.
Yeah, snaps that thing. Sorry, I didn't mean for my voice to break there.
Yeah.
Like snaps it on his face. That's sore.
Leatherface one, honestly. Tough as all boots.
Several directors were approached to direct this film, including Ridley Scott, James Cameron, Brian De Palma, and John Carpenter.
Fucking hell.
They all passed due to not wanting to film on location, so they gave it to John McTiernan.
It must be a tough sell trying to get the film in the jungle anyway.
Well, this is the thing. They filmed it in the jungle in summer, so all of the leaves and stuff were brown, so they basically had to bring like plastic foliage along with them to make the jungle look lush and all that kind of stuff. It kind of reminded me of, like, remember when we did Halloween, our first ever episode?
Aye.
And, like, they only had, like, a couple of pumpkins and they would just move the pumpkins, you know what I mean? Like, kind of reminded me like that.
You hear, like, the stuff about Apocalypse Now, that and the jungle stuff, is it just getting sick as a dog? Is it, that must happen?
Mate, we watched the documentary about it and they're all just ill and fucked. Yeah, like,
it must be rough, like, walking in the conditions.
Yeah, fuck that. Here's your favourite part. So Jean-Claude Van Damme was originally supposed to play the Predator, the idea being that his martial arts background would give the Predator a nimble, agile hunting style and equate more to like a ninja kind of style rather than...
Alright, okay.
However, reports started to come out that Van Damme was constantly complaining about the suit being too hot, not being able to move correctly, and was upset that he would also not appear on camera unless in the suit. Which I'm like, the movie's called The Predator. You are The Predator.
Yeah, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, like, you are the fucking title of the film. Do you know what I mean? Although the film was originally supposed to be called Hunter. And then, obviously, they changed it. He was finally removed from production, cited due to his height, as he was 5'9" compared to Schwarzenegger and the team all being over 6 foot and bodybuilders. But again, there's like 9 different stories out there of why he was actually...
He's just been a wanking of candom.
100%. Like, apparently he is just a massive diva, do you know what I mean?
That makes sense.
I'm not like a big Van... I mean, I say I'm not a big Van Damme. I think the only Van Damme film I've seen is Expendables 2. Like, I don't think I've seen anything else. You don't mind him, but...
Not the only one I like him in. He has had a few, like, decent movies, but Kickboxer for me... That's the only one I like. The other ones are just daft, like Street Fighter and all that are just nonsense movies.
Yeah.
He's got the one where he fights in the Kumite. What is it? It's based on that guy. Like, this guy, like, for his whole career, just made up lies about his service record and that, and he said he fought in a Kumite. It's a death match.
Right, okay.
A death match tournament. and he done it, and they made a movie about it. It's a lot of shite, but it's just nonsense. That's another one, turn your brain off. But the only one I would generally like is Kickboxer.
Aye. You like a good bit of martial arts, but Ross?
Oh, I like martial arts, like movies and that.
Hitman and stuff.
Yeah. But the only one, Kickboxer, as I say, big Tom Poe, knocking fuck at a concrete block on his shin, and he wonders why he gets leathered. I mean, come on, fuck, this guy's a monster.
He was then replaced with Kevin Peter Hall, who stood at 7'2", giving a more imposing and intimidating stature to the Predator.
The Predator does need to be bigger than them, I think.
Totally.
Because it wouldn't make sense for, what did you say, 5'9", he is?
5'9", yeah.
So it's not going to really... Doesn't make sense for him to be that much, that smaller than him.
Totally. And, like, you want him towering over Schwarzenegger, do you know what I mean? Like, you want there to be something that these big, roided, muscly guys are going to be like, what the fuck, do you know what I mean? Kevin Peter Hall also has a cameo as the helicopter pilot at the end of the film, when the chopper comes to get him.
So they would have seen his face then if they gave him a cameo, Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Probably, aye.
Ah, nah, he's just been a dick. 100% easy.
Pure diva. Kevin Peter Hall also appeared as Harry in Harry and the Hendersons. Do you remember that film?
That was a class movie.
I think he was like the 80s equivalent to, like, you know, the guys you get now, that like your man from like Shape of Water and
Doug Jones and Javier Botet.
Yeah. Like those kind of guys. Like, I think he was like the 80s version of them. Because when I was going through his IMDb last night, it's all like, the creature, the monster, like the fucking thing in the attic. Like, do you know what I mean? It was all very that. So I suppose, like, if you're needing a big imposing thing for practical effects.
I mean, make your money.
Give your man a phone, do you know what I mean?
Make a good career doing it, might as well.
100%. The original concept for this movie began as a joke. Someone said the only thing that Rocky Balboa has left to fight is E.T. Hence, Predator was born.
I thought E.T. would leather him.
I 100%.
He's a fucking machine.
He's got a low centre of gravity.
Aye, like, a few haymakers put fucking Balboa in his arse.
I just love that this whole franchise is like based from like a one-liner. Do you know what I mean?
I wonder how many stupid stuffs came out because of it. Would it be funny if this happened to... Let's give this movie millions.
I mean, that's like all of the Fast and Furious movies, but into like...
Aye.
Like, wouldn't it be funny if we drove a safe through fucking Venice or something? Like, I ain't bothering. And if John Cena was his brother, no.
Let's go to space in a car. We can make it work.
I feel like the Fast and Furious movies now are, and take this with a pinch of salt in which it's intended, the Fast and Furious movies are today's equivalent of like that cheesy 80s and 90s action movie. And what I mean by that is like the same guys who were like ripping lines in a writer's room are still doing it for the Fast and Furious movies. Do you know what I mean? It's like, and I feel like that's why you go and see the Fast and Furious movies, because you're like, what the fuck are they going to do now? Do you know what I mean? Like, who's related to Dom Toretto now, and what fucking cousin's going to like shoot him in the face, and what wrestler's going to appear? Like,
I just love they do it and they still try and take it serious.
100%.
They must know that, guys, just have fun with it.
Oh, like, no one loves Fast and Furious more than Vin Diesel. Like, he actually thinks he's changing lives.
I mean, to be fair, that's his biggest...
That's his
biggest
thing.
Career. He's made his name off it. Fair dues to him, right? Because, I mean, I don't normally like them. Like, I don't think I've seen the past fucking four of them or something.
Oh, my God.
But it's... People like them, and it's just... You need to keep ramping up, but at what point are you just, right, I've done too much?
Yeah. Me and Sean used to, like, make a day of it. Like, as soon as we knew there was a Fast and Furious movie coming out, we were like, right, we'll go and get something to eat, we'll get the munchies, we'll get the best seats. Like, oh, we fucking loved it.
100%.
This one I think you'll like. So, the studio insurance company wouldn't insure the movie unless there was a bodyguard hired for Sonny Landham, who plays Billy. The bodyguard was there to protect the rest of the cast, as Sonny was known for being violent and incredibly short-tempered. Like, I was like, surely the fuck not. I was looking up. Apparently, he was just, like, permo getting into fights with, like, cast and crew. Like, in this film, on, like, the off... like the off weeks when they were setting stuff up, they would have to keep him separate because he would just sit and, like, goad everyone into a fight. Like, apparently, he was just, like, a super... really, like, a super intense guy to work with, and just permo, like, would rip your head off for fuck all, do you know what I mean?
Why the fuck, Like, if you knew you were going out of the jungle to film with this guy for, I mean, I don't know how long it took to film, but why would you put yourself in that situation if he's got a reputation for this?
Also, why is this guy working? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Again, this is like the only movie I've ever seen him in. Like, apparently he's done like Hunters, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but he's not that big a name. I mean, he's not even a name, to be honest, to justify those actions.
Yeah, like, I just thought, I've never heard of something like that, of like, they need to hire a bodyguard
for crazy.
One actor to keep him separate and make sure he doesn't, like, kick fuck at everybody,
yeah, that's
basically.
Mental.
Pure nuts. The Predator's blood was neon green, and it was made out of glow stick liquid and KY jelly.
Fair enough, eh?
I was like, girl.
Is that a movie magic, girl?
100%. Shane Black, who plays Hawkins, has gone on to have an illustrious screenwriting career, writing Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, The Last Boy Scout, The Long Good Night, Nice Guys, Iron Man 3, which was pish.
Yeah, Iron Man 3 shite.
So bad. That's the one with Ben Kingsley in it, isn't it?
Yes.
The second one's got Mickey Rourke. I mean, the Iron Man movies are pish. Sorry, guys. Lethal Weapon movies, all of them, and the TV show.
Nice.
Last Action Hero, and many, many more.
Ah, cool, because he was an uncredited, like, script doctor or something for this one? Something weird?
Yeah, so basically, Joe Silva directed Lethal Weapon. Uh-huh. He was one of the producers of this film,
and he
wanted Shane Black to, like, do the rewrites of this movie, and Shane Black was like, no, I'm already in the film, I'm not writing your fucking movie for you. So that's why they kill him off first, so that they were like, well, that's you done, you might as well stay and, like, rewrite the script for me, kind of thing.
I mean, as long as you get paid, go for it.
100%, 100%.
I mean, it's not done him any harm. He has had a fairly successful career.
Absolutely, absolutely. Carl, this is so stupid, right? This is the last one. Carl Weathers said later on in an interview that all the actors would secretly get up at 3 a.m. to do separate workouts so that they would all come, like, swollen and pumped up for the day of filming. Oops. I was just like, what the fuck? But apparently Carl Weathers was, like, told them all, like, oh yeah, this is just naturally what my body looks like, and then he would, like, go that direction and they would all, like, split off in that direction.
Like, fragile masculine ego.
100%. Well, apparently Jesse Ventura and Arnold Schwarzenegger used to have competitions of, like, measuring their arms, and, like, whoever arms was, like, bigger. And Jesse Ventura thought he won. He thought his arms were bigger than Schwarzenegger's, but Schwarzenegger had bribed the costume person to, like, make Schwarzenegger's things a bit tighter so that, like, his arms were bigger, but they just... I was like, guys, what the fuck? Like, do you know what I mean? Put that fragile ego away. Do you have any A's?
I've got two. How many have you got?
I've only got the one.
We'll go with yours first.
Right, mine's is just pure strip it. I'm just like, how much of this jungle is still standing by the end of the movie? Like, between the Predator lasering everything every 5 minutes, Arnie's gang just, like, obliterating it with all the bullets, and then the Predator nuking basically that corner of the jungle, like, I want to know, like, what the fuck that looks like.
Yeah, that's burning down. Like, there's no way that jungle's surviving.
What's yours?
So, my first one is, see it when they're at the gorilla camp, like, destroying it?
Yes.
Why the fuck did they blow up that helicopter? They could have got out with the helicopter.
Oh, of course, I've never... Yeah, no, you're totally right. Yeah, like, they're pure on the run to get to the chopper,
yeah.
But there's a chopper right there. Yes, Ross, join me.
See if they've done a bit of fucking recon.
Aye.
As if they were so good. They would have noticed this.
Yeah.
Fucking anybody flies,
yeah.
They've got like one of them.
Aye, yeah.
They're supposed
to be like the best of the best, you know?
Yeah. So they do this, but they're ready to go get the choppers. I was like, oh, you've got one. 100%. Like, fucking, some can fly there. And I said, like, and this is what, I get why, but, so the Predator shoots Carl Weathers, blows his arm off.
Yes.
Arnold Schwarzenegger gets shot with the same thing. Does it blow his arm off?
Yeah, it's just like a wee chip on the... yeah.
So what the fuck is his arm? Like, what is Schwarzenegger's arm made of?
Steroids.
Ah, well, your steroids, I suppose, like.
Although he'll pure fight you if you say he is roided up.
I don't know. I don't think so anymore, but he was just to the kids.
Aye.
Is he kidding?
What's your best kill, worst kill?
My best one's got to be... Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed. Like, how dramatic
Yeah. And what's your
best one? Mine is The Predator. Like, he's just going out in a blaze of glory. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's just like, nah, you're not killing me. I'll fucking take out half this jungle.
See, when the trap that he set, the Predator doesn't fall for. So he kicks the branch, so the log that's going to weigh everything goes on him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like some weird, like, Wiley Coyote stuff.
Yeah.
100%. I'll give you that. And what was your worst one?
Mine's is just Billy. He's just a scream off camera.
Yeah, just an off screen. He's quite shy.
Yeah. Is that who you've got?
Yeah, I've got that enough. This guy's meant to be so smart and fucked it for everybody.
Ah, he bought it. Who's your worst guy whose hairline's receding?
Oh, Carl Weathers.
Yeah, I've got him. Christmas? Yeah. Apart from Dylan, you son of a bitch. Like, nah, fuck Carl Weathers down.
Yeah, he's the reason they all die.
Fuck Apollo Creed.
Yeah, fuck him. He's unlucky before he dies.
Raw, spoiler alert.
He's going to 40-year-old.
All right. Like, I've not seen him. who's in a different film?
They're all in different movies, I have no idea.
See, I had Hudson, like Shane Black, because he's just this wee dweeb making like shite jokes in amongst these big roided men. But for the Academy's consideration, the end credits in a different film. They shouldn't be there, man.
Aye, no, that is the definition. This is so out of place.
Enter it.
Somebody's made that decision and other people have agreed with them.
100%.
That's the scary part.
100%.
No, I'll give you that. That's a good gin.
Have you got an I'm out?
Is it Nara? Ain't got tenderly.
Yes!
God damn it.
Oh my god. Seeing moments like this, this is why I remember why I married you. Like... Listen, I've got nothing to say. I'm never out. I ain't got time to leave. Brilliant. Well, guys, that's been our Predator episode. Thank you so much. And we'll see you again next week. Bye.
Bye. Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.